And as it says on the sign above the box, it's since 1958 when it started, and somebody had the idea, let's collect toys for those in need. And it builds year after year after year, and different people step in along the way to kind of continue that tradition. And Bob Sears joins us with the Elyria Salvation Army.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, when you first heard about the Not Forgotten Box, what were your thoughts about it? What have you experienced something like this in other appointments with the Salvation Army?
Well, I'll tell you, when I came to Elyria 3.5 years ago and first heard about the Not Forgotten Box, it took me a little while to get my mind wrapped around that first Christmas. After meeting with Lucy here at the newspaper and seeing more and more, learning more and more. That first year, it was like, man, this is the best thing I've ever seen happen. You know, with the newspaper, with the local community, the people coming out and just bringing things. What the nice thing is, the children are able to get a lot of the things that they're asking for. Not everything, but they really get a lot of stuff, and it's just been a blessing. Have I seen this anywhere else? No. We have worked awful hard in other locations to develop a toy-giving campaign like this one. We haven't been successful as this. And it's because the newspaper wraps around this whole giving, and they wrap around the community, and it just comes together. We've had other people that said, you know, let's do a special thing like a bike drive. And I had one company that did bikes, but it wasn't like this. And so we're so thankful that the Chronicle Journal or the Chronicle Telegraph here really does everything that they can to make this Not Forgotten Box happen. And I'm excited for Christmas. I really am. It's a neat thing to have happen.
Well, that must be a special time around the Salvation Army related to what you're able to do for the families that you probably see maybe throughout the year, but especially at Christmas time. It brings the spirit of Christmas, as they would say.
Yeah, we deal with, I don't want to use the word deal, but we work with a lot of families during the course of the year. I was looking at some statistics yesterday, around 3,500 different families just here in Elyria. And at Christmas time, we have, right now we got 500 families this year that are signed up for the assistance. Out of that, and Lucy had alluded to earlier, there's about 1,200 children. And we work with the families. We're able to share during the course of the year, but at Christmas time, it's special. It's special because we do more than just food, more than just used clothing. We're able to help them with some brand new stuff because of this for their children at Christmas time. And it's really neat because the children don't know what's coming. We work with the parents, and the parents are able to get their stuff a few days in advance and wrap that stuff. And then if there's anything special that it may not be with that, you know, the Not Forgotten Box, they can go and take a day or two and find that special gift for that special child of theirs. So it's really, really out there. There's nothing more spectacular than this.
Bob, besides the toys, you're also looking for food donations. What are you looking for?
Well, basics. We have put together what we know is going to go into the boxes. There's vegetables, corn, beans, you know, your basic stuff. Also, we are a little bit short right now on some turkeys for that Christmas meal. If I don't have turkeys, if somebody at a Christmas party or at, you know, Thanksgiving time here, they receive a turkey, you know, as a gift from their employer, and they don't know what to do with it, they can bring it to us and we'll put it in the freezer and it'll be ready to go out with the family at Christmas time. So, you know, things like that. We will be going through, I have no idea how many tonnages of food. It'll be roughly about 25,000 food items we'll go through here on, we'll pack on December 13th. And we're local, there's Kiwanis Club's going to help us pack. I think VFW and some other local groups will be helping us. Even children from, and you heard the word Midview, and here's a shout out to them. Good luck tonight, you guys. We'll pack all this stuff on the 13th of December. The toys are already in the process, if you heard this morning. On the 22nd of December is the day that distribution goes out. And Lucy had talked a little bit about that earlier. We have 22 families scheduled to come through our building every 15 minutes. Our advisory board, the Salvation Army Advisory Board, volunteers are there. Other groups are there. We got some Boy Scouts there. Students will come down from Elyria High School. And just a lot of people will be there, 40 or 50 people on that day, just helping us carry stuff to people's cars. And We are very limited on our parking over there at Salvation Army. We've got maybe 30 parking spaces, so we need to almost turn that into a drive-through sort of a thing where people will walk through the inside. The families will with their, and Lucy had talked about numbers, and that's for confidentiality. We don't talk about names in the building. It's the number. And so when that stuff comes, we'll help them out the back, get it in their car so they can go, and we'll be ready to do the next person. So all these families will come through on that day, and it works pretty good. Our advisory board has been doing this for ever. We've been here in this community since 1886. So we've been doing stuff for a long, and that's 1886, a long time. And but, you know, even though you get more families, we still have to keep that personal contact and that personal communication. So we treat everybody. They're individuals. They're people just like us. And we want to love them. We want to take care of them and offer them the real joy of Christmas, and that's Jesus. So we want to spread everything. And what the Chronicle does for us, does for the community, because it's not the Salvation Army. It's for the community. They bring that same joy to those families. And we really appreciate what takes place from now all the way through.
With the Not Forgotten box, it does sort of remove a little bit of a burden from the Salvation Army itself, so you can focus on maybe some more other important issues as well that allows then the toys and things to be brought in later too.
Yeah, the economics of the whole thing, what the Not Forgotten box provides is, who wants to put a monetary value on each of those toys? Because, I mean, we could say there's a $10 value on an average of everything, but you can't touch the value of the love that goes into the people that pick that stuff out. When it comes to the food, we got to raise money. That's what the kettles are out there doing. We start today with a lot of our kettles to raise that money to help support the food that goes in there. But we also know on December 26th, December 27th, all the way through every month, people are in need of food. So what we collect, what's left over, goes to January food bills and all the way through, and other things that families need. So, yeah, we need cash, we need food, and we really, the toys that come through, they're very special because we don't have to take from the kettles to buy that. We can save that money and spread that over the food bill throughout the year and other things that we provide.
You mentioned that the kettles are just starting, so that season is beginning, right? I mean, volunteers obviously still needed, those people that know how to ring the bells and keep warm and work shifts. And
we can use a lot of volunteer groups. If there's churches or service clubs that are listening this morning, contact Dale Jones at the Salvation Army. Our number is 440-323-2326. And if you call there and talk to Dale, he's chasing kettle workers like myself. We'll get the message to him. He will schedule you in, and you can work your shift. If you want to work part of a day with your group, he can schedule that in. Because if you can help us volunteer there, we do have paid kettle workers because we can't get enough volunteers. And even though they're paid, those folks that are paid, they're in dire need of a job too. So we're able to help them for about 4 or 5 weeks. And so the money that comes in, there's enough that we get carryover for our expenses through the year. But you know, we can still afford to hire somebody there. But anybody that volunteers, that saves us that money that we don't have to pay. They're only minimum wage, but those people are pretty desperate, to most of them that are coming in.
Speaking of the kettles, Bob, over the years, have you been involved in any campaigns where somebody put something unusual in the kettle, a ring or a piece of gold, jewelry or anything like that?
Well, you hear about those gold doubloons that come in Chicago or some other place in the world. Yeah, some other place in the world. That's not happened in my place. We have been in several communities throughout Northeast Ohio. There was one community, we received two rings. And so I took those rings to a jeweler, well, to three or four jewelers, because, you know, you want to get an honest evaluation. And one of the rings was worth $125. And the other ring was worth nothing. It was just simply a little thin gold plating on it. It wasn't worth anything. But that particular ring, we You don't know. Sometimes somebody drops stuff like car keys. Now, there you go. We get car keys in our kettle sometimes, and we'll get a phone call. I lost my, and I was over at, and can you run out with the keys and get these keys?
How about donate the car?
I thought you just run around the car in a parking lot, wait until it leaps for you, and then you realize that you got to...
Well, you know, we're the Salvation Army, and...
Right, there's someone watching over that
that's right.
to kind of answer to.
So we've had that stuff. The ring, though, back to the ring story, we weren't sure. We waited to see if somebody would contact us, because obviously if we get something that somebody's wanting, they'll contact us. About 3 months later, we were at a chili cook-off, and a woman came to us and said, you got a ring in the kettle at Christmas time. And we still had the ring in the safe, and said, yes, we did. And so we talked about that ring just for a couple of minutes, and the lady shared with us that that ring was from a not-so-good relationship, and that we should take that ring and turn it in and get what we could get out of it, and then put that money into just the general operating budget. So that's what we did. And that's the most unusual thing I got in a kettle.
Very interesting. How do you fit that in there? Because the slot in that kettle, sometimes I have to fold up my bills to get them right in there. And it's a fun process. Is there electronic process too? A lot of the high tech, has that worked its way into the Salvation Army at all?
Well, we have a Salvation Army online kettle. It's Lorain County. If you go online, look up the red kettles and look for Lorain County, you will find it. One of our board members, Gary McIntyre, has put that online for us. And 3 or 4 years ago, we raised $2,000 or $3,000 on that kettle. One request we get is, where are your things so I can swipe my credit card at this kettle? And we are not there yet. In New York City, I think they've got some of those floating around. But there's added cost to that too. And it takes a little technology. For every kettle I'd have to have special phone out there and the ability to swipe that. And we here in Elyria are not there yet. And I don't think there's very many, if there's anybody in Ohio, at least this portion of Ohio, I haven't heard anybody doing that here yet. But if they want to donate, they can either write a check, send it to the Salvation Army, or put it in the kettle, because the kettles are safe. They're locked, and our kettle workers are there. They watch that that bucket pretty closely. And if it's a check especially, people don't cash that stuff. You know, if they get in there, they try to cash it, they're going to be caught, because there's only one bank in town that we deal with, and anybody else sees something they don't recognize, they're going to ask for ID and stuff, they'll get caught. So checks are safe.
Well, the kettles are out, getting out now. The Not Forgotten Box is here. Giving season is upon us. People need to take part and help others as well. And that's what you do all every day, Bob.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate your work with the Salvation Army. Bob Sears from the Elyria Salvation Army. Again, if people want to find out details about the Salvation Army, they can call 323-2026.
Yep, that's it. 2026. I think I gave it wrong a little bit ago.
Well, that's why I'm changing it.
2026 is it. Also, we can use volunteers on that packing day, December 13th. If you just show up, we usually have about 40 or 50 in there. We run from 9. Those boxes will be packed at noon. Also, at the Lorain Salvation Army, and they're on Broadway. If you're in Lorain and you hear this, call Lieutenant Jimmy Sousa, and he can help you with some opportunities up in Lorain, because they need people to help pack boxes and stuff like that, too. So, hey, Lorain's a big county. There's a lot of need everywhere. We appreciate all the help we get from WEOL and from the Chronicle here. Without your help getting the word out, it'd just be a tougher Christmas for us.
That's what we try to do, and let people know what's happening. It's part of getting the communication out there. People know about it. I'm sure that they would really want to take part or help with it. Bob Sears, Salvation Army, thanks for stopping in, and what you do with all the toys that come in from the Not Forgotten boxes, where we're broadcasting live this morning from the lobby of the Chronicle Telegram.